Egypt's relationship with the United States and with Israel is moving into untested waters, and so Egypt's foreign minister is in Washington this week to reassure the Obama administration about where his country is heading. He met with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton yesterday. Her message to Egypt: stay on track for elections and improve ties with Israel. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When protesters stormed the Israeli embassy in Cairo earlier this month, Secretary Clinton says she got Egypt's foreign minister, Mohamed Kamel Amer, on the phone in the middle of the night to help resolve the crisis. Clinton thanked him for that yesterday and for his country's pledge to abide by the 1979 peace treaty with Israel.
The minister has reiterated Egypt's support for the Camp David Accords, which is essential for stability and, of course, essential for Egypt's growth, prosperity, and peaceful transition.
An official with the Egyptian delegation says this was a topic in all of the ministers' meetings in Washington, and that Amer reassured everyone that in this transitional period, the interim rulers will abide by all treaties, but can't speak for future elected governments. The only thing Foreign Minister Amer said publicly was that Israeli-Palestinian peace talks should resume with a clear timeline and framework.
Israeli illegal settlement activities continue to be an impediment in the road for peace, and we would like to see them stopped.
The foreign minister had to walk a tight line, says Stephen Cook of the Council on Foreign Relations and author of a new book called The Struggle for Egypt.
The government wants to send a signal to the Israelis that this is a new era, but at the same time, they don't want to create problems for Egypt here in the United States, knowing how carefully administration after administration and members of Congress look at the quality of Egyptian-Israeli relations when making decisions about aid to Egypt, and particularly military aid to Egypt.
For years, congressional aides say the U.S. gave Egypt a blank check supporting an autocratic government as long as it maintained peace with Israel. Now the Senate Appropriations Committee has made clear that aid should be withheld unless the Secretary of State certifies that Egypt is staying on the path toward democracy, respecting human rights and free speech, and maintaining peace with Israel. Secretary Clinton says she opposes such conditionality.
We don't want to do anything that draws into question our relationship or our support.
She did raise some concerns, however, about the interim government's decision to keep a controversial emergency law in place until next year. Cook of the Council on Foreign Relations says that's just one of the issues raising alarms in Washington. He predicts parliamentary elections that begin in November will be messy, and the election law is, as he put it, barely intelligible. But these are things Egypt has to work out.
There's no question that the new Egypt is going to diverge from the United States. It's going to be a different Egypt from the previous 30 years, but there's really nothing that Washington can do about it.
One Egyptian official described the meetings in Washington as friendly and said no one was making any demands of Egypt. He also says Cairo understands America has other priorities and financial woes to deal with at home. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered.